Voices that inspire the extended interview.
Charlie Ward, head men's basketball coach at FAMU and co-founder of the Charlie and Tonja Ward Family Foundation.
So that's a new position, correct?
Yes, that is a new position that I've just taken on for about a month now and enjoying every minute of it.
What do you like about it?
I like the different challenges that arise and come about to be able to solve. It's just very similar to playing the game. When you're in the game, you're trying to figure out how you can be successful, and you're having to navigate through the different challenges. Even though you prepare for them, you just have to navigate through those challenges. But I just enjoy that whole process of trying to figure it out and see what the outcomes look like.
How many returning players do you have?
We have about five that will be returning from last year's team, and it's a good group, a good core that we brought back, and looking forward to seeing how they progress under new leadership. So it'll be a task for all of us.
From being a player, which you played obviously college, and then you played in the pros, so you've had many different coaches coach you during those times. What did you learn about from your coaches that you kind of keep with you now and what you're doing?
Well, I've been blessed to have quite a few coaches throughout my playing and even professional career. You know, they all had something different in a sense, whether it's their demeanor, their preparation, the way they carried themselves, the way they talked to their players. All those things I've been fortunate to be able to be a part of. And so, you know, Coach Bowden, his biggest thing was to be fair and honest. That was the words of wisdom that he gave me when I asked him about being a head coach. Coach Greg Popovich, you know, he treated all his players the same. You know, the star players got the same treatment as the last guy when it came down to holding them accountable. Coach Van Gundy and Coach Riley, you know, they were always prepared. You know, they're very detail-oriented and those types of things. And so, and Coach Mark Rick was, you know, a family man, a Christian, and he showed us what being a coach and having a family, what it looks like. So all those, you know, factors. And, of course, I grew up with my dad, who was my dad, and, you know, he was around and at work. And I just wanted to be at work with him just to be in his presence. And I understood what being a coach looked like.
Well, your parents, they must have been amazingly proud of all that you've accomplished.
My parents, you know, they're grateful for, you know, all the things that I've been able to accomplish and for them to be a part of. I mean, it's no different than anyone else. You always want the best for people that you poured into and to see them be successful. And so, you know, I wouldn't say they're any different than anyone else, but they're definitely grateful that I have this opportunity to be at FAMU, which is their alma mater. Grew up taking me to all of the games and being on campus.
So this is really like a homecoming in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's full circle. I mean, I was born on campus as well, so it's definitely full circle.
That's great. You know, I was listening to a radio program, and they were interviewing, you know, sort of athletes, very accomplished athletes, about what it took to be, you know, a professional athlete. And one of the things that they all said was the work and the practice, that you can have talent, but you have to practice and you have to be committed to that practice. And the one person that they had interviewed was Roger Federer, and he said he used to get so mad when people would say, oh, you're just so full of grace and you never get angry and you just are such an amazing, talented player. And he would say, do you know how hard I had to work to keep my emotions in check? It's work, it's practice. And I thought it was such an interesting perspective, because I think for a lot of people, they go, oh, you're just got all this talent, but it still requires discipline.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do anything long, you have to have, you know, certain characteristics. And that's, one is work ethic, you know, another one is discipline. And those things, you know, will help carry you. Your talent will get you there for sure. But you have to have those other characteristics to be able to help sustain you. And your mental approach takes practice and experiences as well. You're not going to always be calm, cool, collected all the time. And when you do have moments where you're vulnerable and things get out of line, you have to learn from them. And so one of the things that I've learned is, regardless of what the outcome is, you have to learn from it. Whether you win or lose, you have to learn from, you know, each and every experience. You're talking about what it takes to make it the highest level. Regardless of what that level is, it takes those things, discipline, you know, work ethic, that carries you throughout the times that you're having to put yourself in a situation where you're playing against other people who are very similar.
Right. So taking on a new team and new players that you're probably just now starting to get to know, how do you build that into your, you know, working with these, you know, they're fairly young men?
Well, I've been blessed to be able to coach high school football for 9 years and then 7 years of high school basketball. And, you know, just having new teams or having teams, you know, throughout the years has been something that I'm accustomed to. This is no different. It's just different young men at a different level. But when it's all said and done, you know, the mindset has to be, you know, how can I exceed in my role? We all have roles to play. And when we all exceed and star in our roles, that's where you start to have the success. But the first thing you have to do is to buy in to your role. And once you buy into your role, then you can excel.
It's such a mind game too, you know, being able to control. I mean, we were watching the FSU baseball team, and the one pitcher on the second night, the first night when they were playing against Oregon, and the relief pitcher came in. And you could just tell he just couldn't settle in, you know, whether he had nerves or whatever. And, you know, just kind of one half an inning, and they lost the game. And it's just got to be so hard when you have a player that, you know, wants so badly to come in and close something like that, and then it goes off the rails. How do you navigate that as a coach?
Well, we all have failures. I mean, even as coaches, we make mistakes on, you know, some decisions that we make during the course of a game, and whether it's high-impact game or whatever, you have to be your best, you know, at the right time. And when you're not, it may cost you. And so those are things that are part of sports and even life, you know. So we just have to make decisions, and you have to prepare your mind and go through all the different scenarios that you feel can help you be successful. But then you just have to go out and execute as well. When you execute at a high level and you prepared yourself, you just go on autopilot in a sense. And when it's not good enough, you just have to continue to get back to the drawing board. But if that's just part of sports. I mean, you have to put yourself out there and live with those consequences.
Was there anything you used to do before a big game, like to mentally prepare for it?
I mean, I used to listen to gospel music. That was one of my go-tos and to calm my mind and what have you. But when it was all said and done, I mean, I'm a man of faith, and I prepare myself to go out and compete at a high level. And when things aren't going according to plan, you have to sit back and play the next play, you know, in a sense, and learn from that. And when it doesn't continue to go well, you have to continue to go back to the drawing board. But hopefully, you know, you prepare enough to where you go out and execute at a high level and do the things necessary to be successful. But you know, in sports, there's an opponent that you have to navigate through as well.
That's a good point. You know, it's not just you. You're right. Working against somebody else who also has talent and goals and dreams. Yeah. So, you know, you grew up in Thomasville. You went to school in Tallahassee and then, well, college. And then you went off to the pros and lived lots of places. But you chose to come back to this area. Was that, like, did you pretty much know at some point you wanted to come back to this area, or how did that work out?
No, we didn't have plans to come back. Life just brought us back, meaning we all started getting older, and we were away from our family for the most part because we were started out in New York. Then we went on the Texas trip, San Antonio to Houston, and we were pretty much always there in that area. And we didn't get to see our family as much, even though they did come out to visit, but we didn't see them as much as we've been able to see them since we've been back in Tallahassee. So the reason we started matriculating our way back to this area was because we wanted to spend more time with our family, because we were all getting older. And it all worked out to where, you know, get a chance to coach, parents get a chance to see your team play, and we get a chance to go to birthday parties and different gatherings back home. And my wife's from Atlanta, so we're a little bit closer there. So if things we want to do, we can go visit them as well, and vice versa. So it's just been a very good time of coming back and being back, you know, and closer to family, which was the ultimate goal, because we wanted to, you know, be able to spend more time with them and our kids as well, you know, around their cousins. They were relatively out once growing up, but our kids were able to, you know, meet new friends and make new friends during that time as well. So our experiences have been great, and we're grateful that we were able to come back to the Tallahassee area with opportunities to be able to make impact and grow.
Well, I know that the town was excited to have you back. You are such a beloved figure in this community. Does that feel funny for you at times to have people just, you know, love you and what you accomplished and what you mean to the sports community as well as just the community in general?
I mean, everyone wants to be able to come back. You know, come back to home or you know, what have you. I'm just grateful that people have accepted me here and, you know, and given me opportunities, not just me, but my family, the opportunity to be able to make an impact here and join forces with the community to be able to do the same thing. So it's, you know, it's always great to be able to come back.
Yeah, well, we're glad you did. So you're building, you and your wife are building this amazing facility out near Southwood, and it's called the Champions Club?
Champions Ranch.
Ranch. What's your goal with that? What's your hopes for that?
Well, the Champions Ranch essentially is a vehicle for our family foundation. We support youth character development through sports, education, arts, and wellness. That's our mission for our foundation, and the Champions Ranch is essentially like the vehicle to be able to support that mission. And it's a collaborative impact model, which means that, you know, we're working with other nonprofits and even for-profits to be able to have a central hub for the community. Very similar to how colleges have programs and services for the students. We're looking to do that for the community. And we want to make it a no barriers. Where we can serve the underserved and they can come get training and programs and services there as well, as well as the rest of the community, all the community. So we just want to make it a place where people feel welcome, but it also can help them understand and know who they are and help them grow and make them, you know, continue to make an impact on their lives, because someone did it for us. You know, we grew up in the YMCA. We grew up in different programs growing up, my wife and I. And we just want to be able to provide an opportunity or space for others to be able to do that. And it's just not just for youth. It's for entire families, you know, young adults, adults. We'll have all the different programs for everyone. And so that is our mission and goal. We're grateful for those that have already, you know, signed up and donated and given us, you know, the resources to be able to get to a certain point where we are today. And we're looking forward to others jumping on board as well.
When do you hope to have it open by?
Well, we're still raising initial capital. Not quite there yet, but we're getting closer. But we're still looking for, you know, others to be able to join force with us to get to the first phase. And hopefully we can break ground starting late November, early December to get, you know, the first initial phase, 1A up, unless someone comes along and say, hey, here's $30 million. But nonetheless, you know, we'll be looking to break ground end of Q3, beginning of Q4.
Well, good luck with that. I hope it all goes smoothly and some people step up and really, I think it's a great idea and it's a great location for reaching a lot of different people. So the series is called Voices That Inspire. And was there anyone in particular that inspired you as you were growing up?
I mean, there are quite a few people that have inspired me starting with my parents. I mean, my parents were very inspirational in the way they raised us when it came down to, you know, the discipline that we needed, things that we needed, they provided for us, the way they lived their lives each and every day, the way they treated people, you know, all those things were very beneficial as a youngster growing up. And to see them on a daily basis, you know, go through the challenges of having kids and, you know, being sick and supporting one another is just lends to who they are. And, you know, we had the things that we needed, not the things that we wanted all the time, but the things that we needed. And for me, I was grateful for that because it taught me that you have to do the best with what you have. And so that has just been my mentality and my attitude and my motto. The way I live my life, even when, you know, I had excess or a lot, I had to, you know, make sure that I stayed grounded to those principles. And that's where I am today. So just grateful for them being a great role model for myself and all my siblings and even the people that they touch throughout their journey.
It is, you know, so important to have that grounding, especially in the world you were in. There's a lot of craziness in you know, people making lots of money and not always making good choices. It's important to have those strong sort of guiding principles to help you make it through that.
That is correct, and grateful for them being that example for me.
So is there anything else you'd want people to know about Charlie Ward that maybe they don't know? Something else that you feel like is kind of what gets you up in the morning and gets you through your day?
No, I'm just a normal guy. I try to share that with people about, you know, who I am, and, you know, some people see me as a celebrity and those types of things, but, you know, even my players sometimes get taken aback, like I'm not approachable because they see me as a different person. And I try to tell them I'm just like your uncle, your dad. I'm no different. So I just want to be normal like most people. And I am in my eyes, but some people see that differently. I mean, I understand it, but I just want to be normal.
All right. Well, I so appreciate you spending some time talking with me and sharing some of your thoughts with us. And I'm very excited about your upcoming season with the Rattlers, and we'll be paying attention.
I definitely appreciate you having me on, and may God continue to bless all the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
This is Charlie Ward, the head men's basketball coach at FAMU. No matter what the outcome is, we can always win, which means we understand our why, we have great integrity, and we never give up.